Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Hosey. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eric Hansen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. And now, play ball. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosey hits a line drive towards left. Bell chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Hosey moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Valentin moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to third. Bell moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nehring hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGee hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hosey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell who is chasing the ball. Murray reaches third base with a triple. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 0-1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McFarlane is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alicia is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alicia strikes out. One out. Dwayne Hosey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hosey is 0-2 in the game. Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Hosey. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hosey steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 0-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sorrento is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to second. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Sorrento moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton is 0-2 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 0-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hosey. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Sorrento scores. Lofton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga is 0-2 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bell is walked intentionally. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canseco is 0-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Greenwell is 0-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tomey is 0-2 in the game. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hosey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Julian Tavares now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0. Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nehring is 0 for 3 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.